Hello, this is Lenny.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Alright, you're speaking with Mr. Mario White. This is a notification call from the Mega Millions Department. Are you familiar, right?
Yes.
Pardon?
Oh, good, yes.
Alright, and you understand, right?
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. But was that you?
No, I don't think so, alright? It's the first time I'm getting all of you.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Mario White.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her, yes. So,
hold on.
Look into this sort of thing. So, what more can you tell me about it?
All right. You're supposed to be receiving some deliveries from our company that is contains a cashier's check that you have rightly won yourself for $8.5 million, all right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
All right, you're supposed to be receiving a delivery that is contains a $8.5 million, all right? You should be receiving $8.5 million from our company, all right?
Could you say that again, please?
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, you should be receiving $8.5 million cashier's check from the company, all right?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
The Mega Millions Department.
Well, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be doing
that. What did you go for?
But, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, that happens. But that really hurt, and sometimes in family, these things are quite important. They're more important than any job or phone call or whatever it is.
All right, so first thing tomorrow I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be set you off for a delivery, all right?
Well, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not
true. Yeah, I understand. Listen. Can you hear me?
What were you saying again?
All right, you should be taking care of some payment to the IRS for the stamping approval, alright? The stamping approval after be placed on your check, so when you go by the bank to cash it out, they're gonna be seeing where the check is coming from, alright?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
All right, you're supposed to be coming up in total. In total, I can see here, you just to be coming up with a $700, all right, to take care of every business, okay?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this, you know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying there again?
Yeah, I was saying in total you should be coming up with a $700 to come up to get to the IRS so your package can be freed up, all right?
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart. I'll give her that because, you know, she was the first in the family to go.
All right, can you hear me?
And she...
Can you hear me?
...with distinctions.
Yeah.
We're all quite proud of her, yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, she was saying that I should look, you know, get into the... look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
All right, that is it, all right? You got all the information that I gave you, so you're just supposed to be coming up with a $700. Do you have $700 with you now?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I'm asking you a question. I'm asking if do you have $700 with you right now? That's what I'm asking.
Sorry, again?
Do you have $700 in your possession right now?
Could you say that again, please?
Do you have $700 in your position right now?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a personal vehicle, right?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Listen, I tell you this over 10 times, all right? I'm calling from the Mega Millions department. And no, I'm going to hang up my phone because you're behaving stupid right now.
Well, you know, Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But
what did you go for? What did you go for?
My eldest, Rachel, she...
listen to me. Shut up. Listen. Hey, stop.
That happens. You know, but that really hurt, and yo, sometimes
you
these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yo.
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're speaking too much. You're not giving me time
to
speak.
Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
Yeah, I can't hear me.
Well, you know, with the world finances, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean,
I'm
going
to want you to purchase a green light card. Okay. I'm going to want you to go to the CVS pharmacy to see if you can pick up a green dot card.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. Third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this, you know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess...
Listen.
Sorry, could you just
hang on
for 1 second here?
No, I'm not.
Yes. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying there again?
I'm going to want you to go and get yourself ready so you can purchase the card.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week.